This is an official civil defense film produced in cooperation with the Federal Civil Defense Administration and in consultation with the Safety Commission of the National Education Association.
Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
America!
The purpose of the military is kill people and break things.
Weapons of mass destruction.
We have to send a very clear message to Putin that this kind of belligerence, this kind of testing of boundaries will have to be responded to.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay?
And yes, as you probably could have guessed by this moment, I have decided in 2020 to run for president.
Welcome to episode 30, everybody. My name is Mike Coscarelli.
And I am Jordan Rabled.
And this is Anxiety Now. We are your weekly podcast on what it is to be afraid of in the United States of America and across planet Earth. We have a fantastic guest in the studio with us this week. Figure bring him right in. He's chomping at the bit.
Because he's not going to let us not.
Is it normal that you don't introduce your guests for 15 minutes?
We usually do a little banter real quick, but... okay. Today, no banter. We'll get right into the guest. Our guest, that other voice you hear, is a very funny comedian, Dan Frigolette. He's the host of the Comedy's Best Kept Secret Tour, which is Jesus Christ.
Should we start over?
The wheels are falling off over there. Jesus Christ, Mike. Mike quits his job and suddenly forgets how to do anything with a microphone.
I feel like we should start over.
Oh, man. No, we're good. We got it.
No, we're good. We'll do
we're
good.
Got it. This is it's premium.
They don't know who I am.
This is premium podcast.
They don't know who I am. They don't know what I do.
Dan, do you not know a podcast? This is what people want out of a podcast. They want that unprofessional, uncut. Cut conversation bullshit.
You are right. Comedy's Best Kept Secret Tour and the podcast that accompanies it, Comedy's Best Kept Secret Tour Podcast. And he also hosts Porn Stars Are People Too, both great podcasts that you can find wherever you can get your podcasts.
Porn Stars Are People podcast.
I fucked it up, didn't I?
This
and
guy.
You said it just,
yeah, just
before.
Well, we've only, now everyone knows what it is.
It doesn't matter.
Porn Stars Are People. What's the premise of the show?
That porn stars are people. No,
wow. Well, this would be a good episode.
You guys, we nailed it. It's the podcast where I talk to porn stars and don't talk about porn. I was on a bunch of podcasts.
Oh, really?
Over
you don't talk
years.
About any porn?
I don't talk porn? About porn. I was on podcasts over the years. Where they bring a porn star in and they just go, hey, what kind of dicks do you like? And they like have
they're
them
like
do
big thing. Ones,
yeah, right?
And is anyone ever like just the little
just,
tiny
it's
ones?
It's not interesting, so we just don't talk about porn if we can. Sometimes
and,
it
but
comes
does
up.
It? Okay,
it comes up. It's like, look, I love my job. Sometimes they love their job.
Do they?
Only sometimes.
Oh my god! They, I mean, publicly
no,
they're going to act like they
no,
love
no,
it,
no,
right?
No, no.
It's, are they honest about it? They're like, this is a nightmare.
It's a pretty open. Yeah, it's a pretty open deal. But like I said, we try not to talk about porn. I just don't find it interesting. The industry itself, yeah, I don't find it that interesting.
Yeah,
so we don't do it. We don't talk about it.
It's what you.
We just talk. I'm literally asking, like, well, how do you like function in life? What are you into? What do you eat? What do you, you know, just
then what have
normal
you found?
Shit.
That they're also people.
It's just like anything else. Yeah, yeah. It's just like anything else. Some people are fantastic to talk to, and some people, it's like pulling teeth.
Sure. Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
What's the best interview you've done so far?
I'm proud of probably. 80% of them. A couple. One of them had a language barrier.
What a
barrier.
Diplomatic
Bro.
Answer.
No. One of them we had a language barrier. Yeah. One of them somebody bailed
what
halfway kinda, through.
What kind of accent did he have?
This woman spoke basically not English. Japanese. She spoke Japanese.
Oh, she's very, very horny.
And it's
she got very, very sexy Japanese.
And so I can only get like 18 minutes in, and I was like, thank you so much.
The whole time was she just going, ooh.
She introduced she introduced her she had a like a stuffed
hello,
animal
me, hello kitty she just
she had a, no she had a stuffed animal that okay. She introduced as if it was a person and wanted to continue the interview as if I should
and
have to talk like interact with the thing. Yep.
And did you release that episode?
Yeah
released, oh hell yeah that's great.
I had an episode at AVN where this girl walked, like she wasn't answering questions, and I was like,
was she like, when are you gonna ask me about sucking dicks? That's what I'm here for.
She was literally like,
answer the dick sucking questions.
she said I'm gonna walk, and I said I'm comfortable with that.
Yeah,
like I know what I'm
why'd
doing.
She,
if you don't want to be part
why'd
of the podcast.
She
just
walk?
Kept answering the same. She kept answering the same answer for different questions.
What were the questions?
It was like, how do you maintain sanity on the road?
Oh, because don't they have to travel and like appear at like strip clubs?
It's just
and
like
stuff,
here,
right?
It's just like comedy. It's you're
God,
going all
what
over
a
the place.
Sad life, dude. Comedy. The porn star stuff sounds great.
Yeah, I'd much rather be fucking for a living at this point.
I did. I had this concept a couple years ago that porn represented all of my career goals.
Porn did, and?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, explain that one.
Go ahead.
So it was, so especially at the time in my 20s, I was like, yo, I'm trying to get laid, bro. So I was like, getting laid, be in the spotlight, people, being filmed and being somewhat of a celebrity and getting paid for it. Yeah, it's great. Getting paid for what I love. It's great.
That's what you love?
Yeah, I love that and this.
You, really?
Yeah.
You really like porn that much? You want to do it?
Not porn, but
things around porn.
Not the things around, but having sex. Especially in my 20s, I was like, "Oh, this is great."
No, I remember. I recall.
I was like, "This
you
is
were
great.
A
fantastic.
You were a monster to be. You were horrible to be around." Dan was the king of the shoulder surf. You having a conversation with Dan, and if there is any women within like a 2 mile radius, he's not looking you in the eyes. Just over your shoulder.
I was having a very fun singledom.
Dude, you'd be walking down the street. And we'd be having a conversation about something. Dan, all of a sudden, would just interrupt you. And every time, I'd be like, oh, my God, eat that girl's ass over there. And then we'd go right back into the conversation.
These are not direct quotes.
These are things that
men can do that I think are incredible. Like you can be in the middle of an absolutely serious conversation about how your grandfather has cancer. And if you see a beautiful woman walk by, you will interrupt that conversation to look at her and then go right back into the conversation. We are a skilled group of people.
Yeah,
that's
it's a real blessing.
Yeah,
that's blessing. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you view that as a blessing, or do you view it as a really sad curse?
I don't know. You're making my very happy life into something that it's not, and I'm not. And
it
I'm
sounds
not
really actually, so far. You well, just to me, it all sounds
you,
very sad.
For context for the listener, I can tell you this: when I was brand new in comedy, I used to. For the listener, it's called barking. You bark in. You go on a street.
Did you bark
corner.
For me?
I didn't bark for you, but. So in the West Village in New York City, Dan ran a show at 206 Lounge, right?
No, never.
Maybe, one of the hottest rooms in New York City.
Maybe once. Yeah,
so, but I can remember you
can
were
I run
around
206.
You were around the West Village.
Yeah,
I remember
sure.
you doing shows at 206 Lounge yeah. a lot. 206 Lounge was this like Mexican restaurant that had a basement that let people do comedy, so people would do shows down there.
They had a sum total of zero good shows yeah. over the course of 1 year.
So I had a good
now,
show.
Now, 206 Lounge was in between Greenwich Village Comedy Club and the Village, the Grizzly Pear and the Village Lantern. Yeah. So you had all these shows where people were barking in people in the West Village to come and do their shows. So I can remember standing on the corner in the West Village on Bleecker Street, barking people into a comedy show and seeing young, attractive, look, Italian-looking girls trying to get them into the show, going, free comedy show, come check it out. And they explicitly asked me, is Dan Frigolette on the show? Because if he is, tell him to go fuck himself.
Oh, my God. Is that real?
This never happens.
Oh, my God. That definitely happens.
No, there's no people.
That definitely happens.
No, there's no people. No.
Yes.
I will say this for the record, since we're clearly on record. There are zero people that are angry with me. who've been with me in a relationship.
There's
nothing left, I promise.
If this podcast makes it to any of their ears, they will certainly let us
there
know.
There are plenty of people who I was never in relationships with who are angry with me. But there are not people that I've had in my intimate presence who have any ill will towards me, I promise.
Anyone who's actually gotten to know the real Dan
yeah.
is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very
yeah, but that doesn't not, refute that story
bro,
at all.
They were
that still happened.
25 maybe. I think I was 25 also, and I was looking at it as like maybe I'll hit on this girl. 25 yeah. single, you know, kid standing on the corner.
And then her yelling my name.
Name.
Did it make you feel like you should hit on them more or less?
less. I was like, I don't know.
Dan's been there? No, thank you. I want to be asking my brothers with that. Ugh.
Oh my God.
I feel blindsided by all this.
Yeah, it's a story that literally came.
Sorry, I will tell you this though. I did Christian Polanco's podcast, and that podcast made it so that the next three people that I dated. It well into the future decided not to date me because of the things
God.
That I said on this podcast.
The soccer podcast?
So this is just going to be...
No, before that. He had the offstage podcast.
I love the idea that you had a soccer podcast.
Yeah, talking about soccer. They're like, dude, what the fuck?
They brought up soccer and Dan just brought up how he wishes he was a porn star. Yeah. Like, this is not what it's about at all. Dan's like, no, but it represents everything I want to be, okay? Everything I want to yeah. be. I want to be, you know, you're on
you
camera,
saying.
You're doing what you love.
Why is he making this voice?
Why is he making this voice? Why is he making this accent? accurate. Why is he doing an accurate imitation?
Well, thank you for coming on the podcast.
It's not as good
dude.
As a Japanese
yeah, this is,
guy.
Yeah, this is great. Yeah, this is fantastic.
Why are you having a...
I haven't insulted this much in a long time. This is incredible.
You've been outside of New York for a bit now.
For Damn. Scope, just to put things in perspective, we've also hit another Asian accent. I would say, I don't know, 11 podcasts in a row.
Oh, yeah.
There's always, there's always an Asian accent.
It's just a thing we
you
do.
Forced it. You forced it.
Did we?
I mean, yeah. I don't know if it
we
was forced.
Force it. I kind of look for it.
It yeah. kind of came up organically, I feel.
Nah.
You know what?
We
let's,
find a way to make it come
up. Let's you said Japanese.
I said there,
lady.
No, I said there was a language barrier, and you go, oh, what kind of accent was he?
No, I asked normally. I asked normally.
That was our window.
I asked normal.
I never said. You asked me for that information.
I did.
I was completely going to leave the language barrier part of it.
Sure. But I wanted to know it was important to a story, like it's a detail.
In the Asian
yeah.
accent.
It was a detail that was necessary to the story, I think.
It's important to know whether or not we can do a Japanese accent or not.
What's can, the can I ask you what's the podcast going on behind us?
It's the John Bachelor Show.
Yeah, on that
Pay
one.
Pay attention, Dan. Pay attention.
But what? So that show, actually, they only do Chinese accents.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The whole time. that's a joke that nobody audio will get.
Yeah, we're
whatever.
Losing the whole
Dan,
audience.
All right, I have
Let's
a question.
Back into
can
what
I ask,
we
can
do,
I ask an important
please.
Question?
Yes.
What's the... Go ahead.
This podcast has been a nightmare so
it's
far.
It's a train wreck.
That's how I
no,
feel.
No, it's not.
Is this how they normally are?
Okay. I just want to know. I think we were texting about this a little bit earlier.
Yeah. Maybe.
I just want to know. This is not going to blindside you. Which one of you two is the more authentic Italian?
Out of the two of us?
Yeah.
I like how you asked me the question and he's already talking.
It's open-ended, baby. It's a podcast. Whatever anyone
I think,
feels.
I think... Jordan kind of threw up the meat to like the dogs to see who would bite first. I don't know. We're actually, from my experiences with Dan, I think we're actually fairly neck and neck.
Yeah?
To be honest.
You think so?
He just claimed that his whole life was basically the Jersey Shore, which I go out of this state and then tell everybody that the Jersey Shore is the opposite of my experiences. So I don't know. I don't
well,
know
because I actually
is
fucking
it?
Lived that life.
Did you really?
Yeah.
He's didn't... more Italian then. That's way more Italian.
Well, none of those people on that show are Italian, but.
That's
yeah,
not true.
But you know what I mean.
Situations
Vinny?
For sure Italian.
He's got really, Vinny? He got really offended.
Vinny's Italian. Yeah, yeah.
So wait, by the
J-Wow?
Way, by the way, this I always had this idea in my mind, and it and when what's his name? The truth about a poo. What was this? You guys saw this
problem
thing?
Problem of the poo.
Ari Kondabolles.
Ari Kondabolles.
Yeah. By the way, it worked.
What?
Fucking what's his name? Just basically went on television and said that they're going to figure out a way to like discontinue Apu, or if they discontinue Apu, or they change the character.
What if they have
Hengis
him?
Area? He was like, yeah. He was basically like, you know, if they go this direction, I'd totally be for it because he.
Wow, it worked! What a great
what
comedy
if,
career convincing
yeah,
the Simpsons
good work,
to kill
good
character
work.
Off.
What if they kill him in a racist way, like they have him get trampled by a bunch of elephants yeah, at an Indian wedding?
Or beheaded by a Sikh. Yeah, that would be great.
But the
god of destruction comes and stabs him.
Yeah, that'd be great.
But before I was ever even considering comedy, when I was still in college, there I thought if I was ever going to do a thesis, it would have been. And you'll find this interesting: is the effect of mob movies on Italian culture, and specifically generationally, because my grandfather, that generation, thinks that the mob stereotype is offensive.
Sure.
And then me and my dad, we love that shit. We love this idea that like and like Rocky and all this stuff, and like that we sort of had this like built-in toughness.
Yeah.
Outside of the truth or needing to have earned it, we had this sort of.
It
seems like you feel the same way about the Jersey Shore, which is how I feel the opposite.
I don't identify with the Jersey Shore, meaning that I don't when I see those people, I don't see myself. When I say that I lived that, I mean that like when the first season of that came out, I was 21 years old and I lived like two towns away from Belmar, New Jersey. I was living in Howell, New Jersey, and my social life was I would go to these to the shore clubs with my friends because it was like what you would do
yeah.
if you lived down there. So I saw all of that stuff happening firsthand, and when the show first came out, I remember the Italian friends of mine being like, "These guys are gonna make us look like fucking assholes. Like we're not all like that from New Jersey." And I was
"Hey,
like,
let's
bro.
Hit the club."
I was like, "Dude, yeah, right." I was like, "Listen, we were literally there." last weekend. This is what it is. Like, I know, like, the MTV, and I hate to say it because I think MTV is kind of trash, but, like, with that show specifically, they did a really great job of capturing what was happening there exactly at that moment. Like, those people exist.
Yeah.
Like, everybody knows a dude like Ronnie. If you live there,
sure.
Everybody knows a dude like this, like the situation. I mean, in a lot of cases, it was him. He was from fucking Manalapan.
Yeah.
So, like, you knew those dudes. It was what was happening. And I'm not saying that it was even like it's a good representation of Italian people or whatever. I just think that it's a realistic representation of what was happening there at that time.
Sure.
You know?
Are there any positive representations of Italian people?
It depends on Jesus. If you, it goes back to Dan's theory, if you look at The Godfather, and I kind of brought this up with the
I mean, yeah, if you view like being a criminal as positive,
well, that's the thing,
sure.
So my ancestors came over in the 20s, and they, and the 10s in the 20s, and they worked hard to both separate.
To open an Olive Garden.
To both separate themselves and their children from this sort of like immigrant hate, and they made sure that their family didn't speak, that their children didn't speak Italian, didn't have accents, and they just fit in as Americans because that was important to them. So them coming and doing things like building the Erie Canal, and my grandfather ran a fruit and vegetable truck out of Schenectady, New York, and so, or my great grandfather, and so these were like these were working hard was important to these people. So taking all that away to say that everybody is just sort of involved in some sort of hierarchy of
organized crime.
Of criminal enterprise,
crime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Organized crime, like killing neighbors' dogs
gives,
and stuff.
And it also gives no credibility to the individual and hard work, because it's just like whoever, the godfather, the one, the fictional character, is then, he just takes care of everything. You don't have to do shit because he just got your back.
But the fascinating thing, and I think the reason why... It's odd that it's like this, but I think the reason why a lot of Italians like really embrace that like mafia shit, even if like you don't know anybody that was involved in organized crime or anything like that, I think part of it is that, to your point about this, the movie culture, the movies are fucking really good.
They're good movies.
And they make the lifestyle, in a lot of cases, they make the lifestyle look very lavish and cool.
When they launched the Pacinos and they launched the De Niros and these iconic people.
Was it Pacino? Wasn't he playing in Cuban, though?
No, it's a different movie.
That's a different, a Scarface. Oh, okay.
I thought that's what you were talking about.
No, he played Michael Corleone, who was like, The Godfather. is widely considered one of the top three movies of all, whether it's first, second, third, on whatever list. It's usually, if not the greatest movie ever made.
I wasn't confusing The Godfather with
Scarface.
Yeah, with Scarface.
But the thing is, it's like, you know, though, if to flip this on its ear, black people are often being portrayed as like gang members or criminals in movies. Bothers them, but at the same time, Italians like embrace that shit, and they're like, "Yeah, I am like Tony Soprano."
Well, those are
two
very different.
But that's my point.
A criminal
and that's
representations. Like the organized crime one has some intelligence to it, and
and
deception.
Like
whereas, meanwhile, like the Wire, that's not a good example, but you know, the African American one is just typically like just thugs shooting people in the streets.
And I think that's the difference. If Italians were consistently portrayed as like, and there was a time in movies and stuff where they were like the early, like the 50s and stuff. If you watch any Twilight Zone and there's like a 2-bit criminal in the episode, it's an Italian guy. It's a guy like hey Vincenzo, hey. It's like a dude doing like a New York accent with like a thin mustache.
Well, the other separation is the prison aspect. So nobody was going to prison until, I don't know, late 90s, early 2000s. Like that's when they locked up the Gottis and they got all these racketeering cases. So, but all the while, for the stereotype for black people is black people going to jail.
Yeah.
So it's nice when you get to be organized crime and you're like defying the law and you're making money and you're like
you're flaunting it.
And you're organized.
You got on dope suits,
right?
Yeah.
But when you're just sort of flailing and then getting arrested, of course it's not gonna come off as positive.
But even going back to the Apu thing, if you look at like the and I brought this up I think the first time we talked about it with the Simpsons.
Yeah.
The reason why I had such an issue with it and the Tim Dillon.
Wait, where do you stand on it?
The Apu thing?
Yeah.
I think it's just a dumb thing to be able to kind of like. If you're a comedian, to just hurdle yourself into doing this, like...
What a waste of climbing to the top of comedy.
That's kind of how I feel about
it. What a waste. Go write your own. Go write a show that has a great portrayal.
No, that's irrelevant.
It why is that irrelevant?
That's irrelevant.
Why are comedians creating things that criticize comedy?
That's like not the takeaway. There's one guy, and that's not the takeaway. The takeaway for him is that he's in this position now where he gets to create something. I don't know if you guys have been in pitch meetings. I've been in pitch meetings before where they're like, do you know what we should do? And they just pitch you a show that you don't want to be involved in. It wouldn't have anything to do with your heart. And so...
You think that's what happened?
So they said, you have an opportunity to make a thing.
They're like, listen, Dan, we're going to have you play an Italian mob scene.
And he thought that this would be a way to make a difference to his people and to Asian American people. So I get where he's coming from on the thing. I think the fact that he didn't get to speak to the character, the only person he's setting out to speak to, the fact that he didn't get to do that made it weird. I think it was a weird platform, True TV. I think a lot of the things about it were weird, but I liked the heart of it, and it made me want to interview all these guys that came up with these mob stereotypes and the people that are dying in my life that might be offended. Like, those people are gone. Like, that generation of people that are offended by the mob stereotype are about to be gone forever. Yeah. So it'd be interesting. So, you know, it put things in perspective for me as an immigrant. I mean, you know, Jordan, you're
not an immigrant.
You don't have.
You're not an immigrant.
I'm descendant of immigrants, and it's a big,
I mean,
it's a
so
big
am
part,
I. It's a I'm big, not Native American, part, you idiot.
It's a big part of Italian culture.
My family
to
was
be an immigrant and to be and have to that be important. And the people in New Jersey, where you're from, their parents came over. It's like they still speak Italian. So this is very recent. Do you know your last immigrant that came over?
Probably like I think I'm third generation.
But do you know anything about their story or where they came from or anything?
Perhaps not. My family had the good sense to know that you shouldn't just have sex with people from your country, because then you end up having really inbred, ugly people. That's kind of my family's whole philosophy.
I don't know, Mike. I think you're slipping, bro. I think you're slipping.
I mean, listen, I can lose weight, but this face is not going anywhere.
It's getting puffier.
You know? No, it's not. I had the shits all weekend. I lost weight.
That's good weight to lose.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
whatever.
Good.
But yeah, I mean, I think you're right, man. I think that it's funny when you talk to waspier people. There's not as much of a story in the background.
No, he's been on focus just on being Italian. I have none of that because I'm a mixture of six things.
I love how in every 5 or 6 minutes the defensiveness just switches seats.
No, because here's what
white people were bad, but he's already getting on it.
Because you made it sound like you're some immigrant story. And my dad came over here on a cannoli, and like there's some immigrant story as if
you're actually just making it worse for yourself.
I'm not. I'm being super defensive right now. It wasn't racist. That's what you said.
You did a racist Japanese accent.
Fine with that.
And now you're talking about me coming over on a cannoli.
Sorry, I thought I was on a comedy podcast. I didn't know. Sorry, I didn't know I was sitting next to Dan Condobabalu. Jesus Christ. Be like, it's just all this portrayal of Italians as stereotypes. Gee, great comedy. This is what the world needs from comedians. It's just unfair. It's just unfair the way that Italian's been represented as criminal
kind of
masterminds.
But hold on.
Dan, you're a criminal mastermind.
Yeah, he's stealing this podcast from us.
I don't think we ever had it.
No, but like to Dan's point, like there is, it doesn't irk me in the sense, like I'm not going to go make a documentary like Harry Conobalo did, but I have.
You called him Harry.
It's his name, isn't it?
Is it Harry?
It's Harry.
Whatever, man. Yeah. He's American. I do. It bums me out that like the only Italian Appreciation Day that like there's a fucking Puerto Rican Day parade. There's all these parades for all these other cultures in New York City. We get Columbus Day, which isn't like it's a proxy Italian American holiday.
And by the way, who is a monster?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
But then
well, that's the
somebody
other one.
Else. Make it somebody
what,
else.
What do we need?
Why can't
you
we
want an Italian day?
Well, America.
What's
the guy's
St.
name?
Patrick's Day parade. There's fucking every other parade.
Do you really
want
a parade? This is we're
going.
Do you
want a parade?
Do you
want a
parade
really?
That bad?
I just think it's bullshit that like we get lumped in as like white people, as like waspy white people, which we
don't. I don't get that. I don't get that. Nobody ever refers to me as a white person. I get the benefit of all the doubts.
What do you
people call you a white person?
Some people do.
Oh, no, nobody ever calls me. No, nobody
ever. Excuse me, white person.
nobody ever lumps me in with white people. I'm great. Yeah, yeah, never
get
happened
out
to
of
me.
Here. That's not true.
It's never happened.
What do you check when you go to apply for?
Like, yeah, I get anxious and then I go, fuck, I guess the best one I have here is Caucasian. And then I get annoyed. Yeah. But
I'm not from the Caucasus Mountains. I'm not from the Caucasus.
But interacting with people, I don't get that. People don't put me in that category.
So they treat
him like a fat Aladdin.
They think I'm Arabic. They think I'm Spanish. I think I'm all the things except for white. Yeah.
Even
when they know I'm Italian, they go, well, that's not white.
No,
which is an Italian's favorite thing to hear.
Oh, yeah. Stop it.
It is, honestly.
Stop it.
They go, that's not white.
Stop
that's
it.
Not
stop
white.
That.
Do you think Italian people are white?
Yeah.
See, this is what I'm saying.
I've never.
I got to deal with all the time.
Yeah, this is.
You guys are white. You're both white.
We're not, though.
Yeah, I know, because being white isn't cool right now.
No, but it's
But just
like,
wait. White's coming back. Give us 5 years. Give us 5 years, and everyone's going to be white again.
We will kill you.
Didn't Bill Gates just say that 30 million white people are going to die or something?
No, he did not. He did not say that. Bill Gates said 30 million poor
people
will die.
We'll get to
that. That's how that works.
But like
diseases and tragedies deliberately target poor. You know what I mean? Here's my proof of that. Have you ever seen a tornado destroy a nice neighborhood? I don't think so. You never have. I'm from Kansas. It only destroys trailer parks.
I don't know. New Orleans is pretty great.
No, but
French
Quarter that's
got
but
massacred.
That's, yeah, but that's because
I don't know. Comparison to the
that's because the poor rain can destroy a trailer park. You don't need a tornado to destroy a trailer park.
Yeah, yeah.
The trailer is held in by three nails.
A gust of wind blow it over.
It's not made out of.
Or maybe their homes just start driving away.
I saw a guy at a he hit the guardrail with the trailer, and then the whole side came off. It just like flapped off. It was just one tiny pow that would have put like a dent in your fender, and the whole side of his trailer came off.
His wife was in the shower at that moment.
Yeah, they're small pieces of, I guess, aluminum.
It's
siding
not made out of anything.
You just.
It's just like everything. It's just like everything else. Nothing's made out of anything anymore. The food's not made out of anything. The houses aren't made out of anything.
Italians are white.
The whole fucking world's flipping upside down.
Yeah, what's going on here?
All right, well let's get into one of the things that's scaring us this week. Speaking of food not being made of anything,
what's the premise of the podcast? Is that everything scares you?
This is anxiety. Our people too.
So pesticide linked to cancer is in nearly every U.S. food, the report says. Scientists with the Food and Drug Administration found glyphosate, which has been used as an herbicide since the 1970s in everything from corn to honey, granola, wheat crackers, and oatmeal, The Guardian said, citing records it obtained through a Freedom of Information Act request. So basically, they just went to the FDA and just said, can we just get a report on this this toxic thing that might be in all this food? They've been hiding this report. This hadn't come out in the news until they just had to go ask for the information. This would have been good to know before we've been eating all this wheat. The main reason I wanted to bring this up this week was because I watched a documentary this weekend called The Magic Pill. And it's about the keto diet, which, Dan, I've heard that you are currently on
comfortable calling what I like how I'm eating like the keto diet, because I think there's a lot of fucking spin and like
okay.
But I was in ketosis and eating sort of no sugars, no grains for a period of time. But like the labeling is this sort of fad diet thing I'm not comfortable with.
So what is your thing then?
I intermittent fast. I don't eat sugar and I don't eat grains.
Is it because of shit like this though? Because like when I was watching this documentary, basically the reason why I was kind of like, all right, maybe I do have to change elements of my diet, is because they basically go into this whole thing about how the FDA and the government has been just propping up all of the fucking the it's weird to say, but the corn lobby and to get Americans to eat this stuff because it's also easily manufactured.
High fructose kind of corn syrup. Right. Yeah, they put all the money into corn, and that became the cheapest way to do it, for sure. Well, can I see the paperwork?
Absolutely.
Go ahead. So the I mean, my take on everything is just sort of like I'm eating things that you don't have to do much to. You just put a little flame on them, and then they taste good or better. Which is why I don't eat white potatoes, because you have to put so many other, you have to cram so much other shit into them to make them taste good.
So you just eat like vegetables.
I literally just meat and vegetables.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Did you lose weight doing it?
I lost probably 35 pounds. So I had blown out my knee, and then Jordan knows I used to be a runner. And then I was doing that, and that was sort of how I maintained life. And then I blew out my knee, and I needed to wait around for health insurance because I'm a comedian. And so I had to switch plans a couple times and do this. It took me a year and a half to get surgery. Jesus. Between being on the road and trying to get to the right surgeon and do garbage tests, like getting an X-ray on my knee. When the doctor goes, we're not going to see anything in the X-ray, but we need to get an X-ray so that we can send it to the insurance company so that we can go back and then get an MRI.
So annoying.
It's garbage. So it took me a year and a half. So then finally started eating this way. I read a couple articles on intermittent fasting. I attached to a bunch of the ideas, one of them being that intermittent fasting can actually reverse type 2 diabetes. Like that was a fact that like blew my mind right out of the gate. And then I started doing it that way. And then I hit a mark around January where I was losing weight at like an unprecedented level where I was like uncontrollable. I had to like buy new pants. Like I got down to like a 29-inch waist. It was unbelievable. So I definitely believe, and I felt great. I felt great all the time.
It's weird how I've changed how I eat, and I feel I don't need that much sleep anymore compared to before.
That's what
I realized
saying,
it was because I was like, it's because I was eating. I realized I was probably just eating sugar and.
Yeah. Do you think you're in ketosis? Crap.
No, I'm not. I just eat like I'll eat like if I'm gonna eat carbohydrates, I eat like nice bread cooked from like a nice bakery.
Yeah,
or oatmeal. Which apparently is just full of cancer.
No, oatmeal's
found out.
No,
well, that's what this is. That's what that just said. I'm just joking.
Yeah.
And oatmeal's good. And then I just eat.
But honestly, anything with like a label on it that has like a like any sort of like man or cartoon character.
You have
character,
to explain it. Probably not good. Yeah. Like if it needs like here's
no,
what's in it.
No, if it's got like a well balanced logo, then you're eating poison.
Yeah.
That's pretty
much
how I'm living my life now. If it has a logo on it, they're trying to get me.
Honestly, if it comes in a box, don't eat it.
Yeah, basically. So my big thing, my whole life.
That's why I don't eat box.
Yeah.
Come on.
So back to. I was going to say back.
Sorry, we almost forgot it was a comedy podcast for 5 minutes. Fucking boring people with our food. I only eat sweet potatoes.
No, keep going. I want to take notes.
With the
Mike's been ballooning up. He's got a.
What are you talking about, dude?
I tried to hug
Mike,
him.
Mike, trying to just hit you on the heart. The thing that bothers you.
Yeah, I tried to hug him when I walked through the door. I got handfuls of things.
I like this. This is what I wanted. This is what I wanted, Dan. I wanted to pit me and one of you against the other Italian. That's all I've wanted this whole time. Just 2v1 in these conversations.
I'm trying to be angle it so it doesn't happen. This entire time.
That's what it is. I feel like anytime Dan's in the room, he's just trying to like figure out how can we align up accordingly so we can pick on someone else that isn't me.
You've got your knife out the entire time.
I mean, he is Italian, you know.
No, I do. I have an evil quality. I found out that from doing road gigs, if it's me and one person in the car, good, fun conversations, no problem. Put another person in that equation.
Oh my god!
Two people gang up against me, no matter what.
Dude, it's
unbelievable. I don't even know why it happens.
I've been witness to this many times before.
It's insane.
It's a great. It is
for,
a great car.
For the same reason why people don't want me to be like their sidekick, like the two people will just try to take me down a peg, and I'm not even trying to be up a peg. We're just like driving and talking about where we're gonna get breakfast, and next thing I know, I'm in a fucking argument. It's unbelievable. I don't know how it happens. I try so hard to stay out of arguments.
I don't know if it.
Although this weekend I challenged a fight like a chef. I just like challenged a fight this chef out of nowhere. I was so frustrated. I had nine different managers walking up to me. Yes, that's why. No, I had nine different managers walking. That's funny. I had nine different managers walking up to me at this restaurant and telling me what I was doing wrong.
This restaurant had nine managers.
Yeah, it was like. It was insane. It was like Office Space. It was like this insane thing. So they asked me to do a show there. We do the show there, and I get 50 people in their room that they asked me to use. I said, I don't want to use this room. It's not good for comedy. Let's do any other room, because last time we had a problem in this room where you were trying to bring in your, quote, regulars who are... So they would tell me that they're either hotel guests or that they're regulars. And
so they're not paying and they're all yelling.
Right, they're trying to come
rude.
In. Right, exactly.
Because they have no investment.
You know
in the
exactly,
show.
Right. And so they're at the bar and they're talking, and then the bartenders won't leave the bar and serve the 85 other people.
I love that.
There's six people at the bar and there's 85, and they're going, no, those are my regulars. 85 other people. The chef comes up to me and he goes, "Why did you stop my dinner service?"
Was,
what
are you doing?
That's what he says to me.
What kind of, what race was the chef?
He's a white guy. So
what country?
He's a chef.
Was
he's
he
chef.
Wasn't
he's
Italian.
He was a bald. He was a bald white guy.
God, it's boring.
He wasn't even a little Asian.
He was nothing. No, he was nothing. Okay. He could have been Asian. Was he, did you want to be Asian?
Was he, I kind of
do you want to be Asian?
Was he,
was,
a,
he was like,
Swedish?
Oh, why you in, finish my dinner service?
Was he a Swedish chef doing sporgy, porgy, porgy?
He was from New Zealand. No, so he came out and he's like in my face and he like keeps saying asinine things and I was like, you're not my boss. I don't know who you are. I don't know why you're here. You, like you got, I didn't want to be in this room. This is, go talk to anyone else. And then he's like, let's go talk outside. And I was like, we can talk outside. We can talk in the parking lot. We can fight for 25 minutes. It doesn't matter.
Outside.
Whoever gets up, we're still going to come in here and this is going to be exactly the same situation. All you're doing right now is prolonging the scenario. The servers are not trying to serve food to these people. There's 85 people in the room and everybody in the staff is telling me that you guys can't make money. I put 85 people in your goddamn hotel and if you can't make money, that's not on me. That's insane.
Yeah. Okay, back to the food.
So what's the story? So yeah, just it's all gonna give you cancer. All
here,
of
can
it.
I give? Can I get that paperwork real quick?
Then
doesn't discuss. Doesn't discuss it at all.
I tried. You guys.
Not at all.
I tried. That's what I tried to do.
We were in on it.
I was talking about ketosis. That's.
Oh, you were all in on it, and then you went to a story about the road.
That's not what happened.
No, because what happened was, I got you and I to team up against Coscarelli for a moment, and I was excited at that idea, which is all I've wanted to do. Because
it looks
time.
Like if you poke him in the belly, he laughs like that.
Exactly.
It is pretty. He is a weird complexion. He does have a sort of Greek yogurt-y complexion, doesn't he?
It's just because it's coming out of the winter, guys.
I don't know, man. I have
olive oil skin just like you.
I don't know, man. Jordan's browner than you. It's kind of
I go tanning
for now.
Oh, you go tanning now?
I don't go tanning. Jesus. Are you kidding me?
No, there's
oh
no
my
way.
God.
No, you wouldn't have said that and then backed off of it.
I would have said it for comedy. I would have said a thing.
One weekend at Belmar, and I swear to God, this is gonna be. I'm going to look like fried chicken.
What's Belmar?
Then.
Jordan. What happens at Belmar?
Yeah, what's Belmar?
Belmar's the beach.
What does that mean? You go to Belmar and then you get skinny? I don't understand.
No, you get tan.
Oh.
Get skinny.
You're just going to be fat with the tan. I thought you'd still be pale. Why would you take your shirt off if everybody looks like that? Jordan's doing CrossFit now. I guarantee. Are you like getting your asshole waxed or anything? You're a different person.
It's
right
not
now.
Really a part of the programming.
I feel like it is.
I don't know if you've been to it, but there's no point.
They called me. No, they called me and they said you have to get your asshole waxed. They're trying to give me
that's what got you
$250.
No,
it's a garage. It's a garage next door.
I don't have to wax it. I don't have to wax it. I get to bleach it. Obviously,
I could just. What happens if I just run with the people? Like they run around
you
my block.
You just join.
I just
in.
Run with them. Yeah. What
and
would
then
happen?
You stop at the garage and wait for them to come back out. Right. And everybody come back.
Yeah.
What will happen is that'll be just like a weird thing to do. But you could do it. You could do
I think it's weirder to join the fucking crew, and it just seems weird. I don't understand. It's like a religion. It's like an organized crazy thing. What are you getting out of it?
I'm getting.
I've known you for a long time. You've written posts where you were shitting on CrossFitters
for
a long
never,
time.
I've yes, never.
You have.
No, I haven't. I shit on two individuals. I remember
oh,
I know
talking
exactly
about the, one? Yeah, the
post.
The track?
I know exact thing you're talking about.
You told everybody they were CrossFitters on purpose because you knew what came with it.
No, of course.
Yeah.
Of course, I agree with that, but I've never shit on the sport itself.
Now, because of how I feel, I don't like to mix.
Really hitting the topics today.
I don't like to mix things. I'm gonna ask you a question. So I don't like to mix things. So I don't fuck comedians. Right? I don't fuck people in our industry. I don't fuck waitresses in our industry. I don't try to date in that world because I think it's complicated. Will you fuck a CrossFitter?
I mean,
you can answer that. Honestly,
would I? I would.
Do you, I mean,
would.
you know him
it
more.
It depends
than
on context, dude. It depends on context.
What's the context?
I wouldn't hook up with. I wouldn't hook up with a girl who I wasn't interested, sincerely interested in trying to date. I wouldn't just like have sex with a girl at the gym.
No, I know. I'm not saying.
Well, that's
that.
What I'm saying. You said fuck. That implies like would I sincerely date one? Yes, I would sincerely do that. But I wouldn't just have sex with one.
I'm just saying.
Just like I wouldn't have sex with a girl at my. At my box for this, just because then you like see them all the time.
At your box? What's a box?
The box is just the gym.
That's what they call
it? My garage.
They call it the box?
Yeah, that's what they're called.
It bums me out.
Why does that bum you out?
Wait, so here,
why
but, does that bum but I don't out? Understand. But don't they all don't? Here's the thing that's weird. Don't they all have just like calloused up hands, just like you?
Yeah, dude. I got a lot of calluses on my dick. I'm trying to trying to get that exfoliation. I'm trying to get that exfoliation.
Did I lose?
I think you just kicked something out.
Yeah, I kicked it out.
Dan just kicked
out. I don't know what I lost. Can you still hear me?
I can still hear. Yeah, okay. The mic is still on.
Oh, just on our end. I just broke something on our end.
All right, that's fine.
I mean, I guess, both of you guys? I guess we're good.
My thing popped out, but now it's back on, but I sound weird.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. Now I hear Jordan way quieter in my headphones, which is fantastic.
This is all right. This is just as scattered as most of the rest of this podcast has been.
Well, that's what we did invite Dan, so I think that's what we expected a little bit.
To be fair, it's got nothing to do with me. Jordan's just been yelling at everybody the whole time. It's been incredible.
All right, moving on. All right, let's get into the actual fucking real big story.
Yeah, do it.
Is that South Korea president says Trump deserves a Nobel Peace Prize.
What the fuck? These are not any of the things you pitched me on. You guys sent me a whole list of articles. I only read twice a year. Dude, you guys sent me a bunch of articles to read, and none of them are the ones you
had. Do you need a lot of context?
Yes.
We sat over there for an hour before the podcast, and we said, oh, here are the three or four
things.
Yeah, we did. We sat over in that room over whatever.
I recorded that. I'll play that back.
This is just really bad.
Tell me the thing.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in, it's his actual name.
Moon Jae-in. You know what? We will respect him.
Yeah, we will.
You're not going to do a South Korean accent?
No, we're not. I don't think accents are cool. I went and watched that, The Problem with the Poo, and I decided that it's no longer fun to try to be funny. I think now we should treat everything like we're... social justice wars or whatever.
I said U.S. President Donald Trump deserves a Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts to end the standoff with North Korea over its nuclear weapons program, a South Korean official said on Monday. Basically, what happened, Dan, just for context, the North and the South of the Korean Peninsula
have decided that they have met.
They've decided they're going to end the 60-year-long, I guess a little bit longer than that, Korean War, because apparently that never officially ended. We just had the North and South have a ceasefire for 60 years.
Right, right.
And they're going to end the ceasefire, and the North is going to denuclearize pretty much as long as they have a guarantee that the U.S. won't invade North Korea if they denuclearize. So the question is, I mean, we called this from the get-go.
We called it, dude.
How ridiculous
would that be? That was like episode three.
Very early on, yeah.
It was like episode three. We sat here and said... Watch this. Yeah. Trump is going to solve North and South Korea by being a madman.
As bad of a president as I do think that he kind of has been, you know, made a lot of bad decisions, this is a fucking huge deal. And I don't know that the president of South Korea is like way, I don't think he's that far off in saying that he might be able to win the Nobel Peace Prize for this.
He wouldn't say it.
Huge, dude.
He wouldn't say it if he didn't mean it.
I know that, but I'm saying like
he has no reason.
I feel like the left would look at this and just be like, "Oh, Trump, Nobel Peace Prize. He's incited so much racism and hate, whatever." I mean, maybe that's true. That's hard to prove, but.
So what was your guys' take on Israel then, though, and Trump's contention with Israel? Because that's the other one. Israel-Palestine.
Contention with Israel? No, he's not. He's pro-Israel.
Yeah, he said you get the thing that you've been fighting about. Done deal.
I mean, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think he's going to bring peace to the Middle East. But then again, I didn't think that he was going to do this either. So
I did.
Who knows?
I did. I think you said
you guys called. Oh, just you
we
called
did.
It?
We called it.
Well, I was trying to give the we. No, I did call it. I straight up said
you,
it.
Jordan
I said it to
it.
A lot of people.
I kind of
A
said
lot
it.
Of times where I was like, it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Well, look, two,
I
those two people.
It would be funny if it happened.
Who is it? Kim Jong-un, right?
Kim Jong-un and... Moon Jae-in.
And Trump. But the point is that Kim Jong-un and Trump can speak on the same level.
Exactly.
That's sort of the decider, is that because they can talk, because they're, you know, it's just like Kim Jong-un became friends with Dennis Rodman. Like, these are just the people that he knows how to talk to.
Yeah, I guess
only
insane
celebrities right. that but don't make sense.
With orange body parts.
I can also tell you, though, I think the fact that, like for a while, we had like a legitimate... standoff with North Korea where he was like, we're gonna fucking invade you and we're gonna blow you the fuck up. Like, no other president had really talked like that.
Yeah,
they talked like presidents. They were like, yeah, you know, we'll have to like look at potential action against,
we need to issue sanctions against them,
right? We're gonna issue all that shit. And Trump was literally, what did he say, that they're gonna bathe in a bath of fire?
He said something
crazy.
Some wild stuff.
He's saying absolutely insane shit.
He said something like the sun will not set until all of their children's blood is on my table. I think that was the direct.
I thought that was Mike Tyson.
It's hard to know. That's kind of a fun game.
That's
a fun game.
Trump versus Tyson.
Trump versus Tyson.
I think that's the thing.
I'm gonna fuck you till you love me.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat your children.
I think that's the deciding factor in this, is that it looked like an insane tactic when it was happening, because if we had actually
Richard Nixon.
But, dude, yeah, honestly, it fucking worked, because he obviously scared this dude into being like, all right, well, the U.S. actually might fucking invade us, and maybe they're not pussies like we thought for however long.
Or he's going, this guy is as much of a recluse as me, and now I don't even know how to...
Recluse isn't the right word.
He's
as reckless?
Yeah.
A recluse?
Recluse would be like Michael Jackson.
A recluse is, someone who is like a hermit or isolates himself.
J.D. Salinger.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what a recluse is.
Oh.
Just a little learning for you.
Oh, well,
Trump
thanks.
Is far from a recluse. Trump is out there.
You know, I like hanging out with people. People are my friends.
You working on that?
I'm just, having fun.
Yeah.
I
said, are you working on that? It was supposed to be a compliment. You're very defensive. It sounded good. I didn't know you could do a Trump impression.
If I
was impressed.
I can do all sorts of voices, dude. Adderall and cut it in half and give you both half, just so you guys could pay attention.
I've never done drugs.
I've been paying attention.
As long as we're going to do drugs in this, let's just do DMT.
I've been like literally trying to stay on topic this whole time. Teacher Coscarelli, Mr. Coscarelli.
I'm trying to drive the ship.
Mr. Coscarelli, I'm raising my hand. Can I
see you, Jordan.
I have a point?
Please go.
Mr. Coscarelli, I think that...
So you guys are saying the food is poison?
God damn it. Mr. Coscarelli.
Go ahead, Jordan.
I think... Will you give my Dan detention? He's been mean to me for the past 45 minutes.
What?
Also...
Let's just listen to the podcast back. I've been bullied this entire time by Jordan Rabel.
Also, I think that... Obama got a Nobel Peace Prize in 2009.
For which one?
Not really sure what he got it for.
Yeah,
but they said something like reaching out to Muslim communities, but I don't really know what that means, because then he drone striked them all. So I think that given that Donald Trump actually kind of solved the North and South Korea, maybe he should get a Nobel Peace Prize.
It's hard to argue at this point, dude, because Jimmy Carter got one.
Well, you gotta go. But when is it solved? That's the thing. It's like anybody can say anything in a room. So it's like, when do we know that the thing has resolved itself?
I mean, when do we know? I don't know. When North and South Korea walked across the demarcated line and shook hands.
Yeah.
And then Kim Jong-un goes, I am willing to give up nuclear weapons and drop nuclear armaments if the U.S. promises to not invade, which is exactly what the U.S. said is the only scenario the U.S. said they would accept. So, yeah, I would say that is when it is solved.
Yeah, I would say it's pretty much there.
I would say right now.
I mean, literally, at this point, it's just they're going to turn that neutral zone that used to be,
it's
going to
be crazy.
The military zone.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. Like, what are all those, like...
What's going to happen in North Korea?
All the people in North Korea, like, are they going to open their border and then
suddenly... Yeah, dude, it's going to be crazy tourism is what's going to happen. It's going to be just like Cuba. They're going to be... Jay-Z and Beyonce will go there first. And then the rest of us white people get to go.
But I don't know how
I made us white? I finally made us white.
Welcome to the club, baby. Now you can finally go to North Korea. You're welcome.
I think the one weird difference with Cuba and North Korea is that people really want to go to Cuba.
Cuba's nice.
I want to go to North Korea.
North Korea.
I don't know anything about North Korea. I just know that they've been telling us it's bad.
Oh, dude,
it's real bad.
I don't know anything about North Korea.
Are you like a fake newser?
I don't know anything about
North Korea.
I'm a flat earther. Is that it?
He's on the road. He doesn't have time to watch Vice.
I just found out that 25 people got passed at the cellar. Okay, I'm way behind. All right.
Yeah, again, way to stay on topic. Nuclear.
What's wrong with North Korea?
Korea, like, people are. Literally, the whole country.
Do you insult all your guests? Is this the show?
Is what?
I don't know. I'm asking you. I don't know North Korea.
Okay.
Tell me.
I'm just shocked.
You're telling me I'm an idiot.
Yeah, I am telling you. You're an idiot. You don't even have the basic. You're sitting here being like,
I know that America's been telling me it's bad, which means it's probably pretty good.
No.
It's probably pretty good this whole time. No, and they don't want us to know about
America's
it.
No.
It's bad because Americans will go over there. On like student visas or something, tourist visas to go over there and like take an educational tour of the country, and then they get thrown in the fucking North Korean gulag and sentenced to work camps for
stealing. Actually, that was kind of funny. That guy kind of, it's really sad what ultimately happened to him, but also kind of funny.
It's funny.
He like tried to steal one like statue or a picture or something.
Yeah, don't
and
do
he
that
got caught.
And then, yeah. He's a white piece of shit. Fuck that guy.
So he gets sentenced to no.
Yes. And no. Yes and no. I mean, I think there should be some I agree there's a punishment for it, but I think being sentenced to a work camp and then dying years later, maybe a little over the line.
Hold on. Why should there be a punishment for it? He tried to just take a poster.
No, he was stealing.
Yeah, I don't know what he did, but he's
we
a shitbang.
Four episodes ago.
Because there's no consequences here for being a white person.
Oh God, man! What a boring intellectual thought. So what a boring.
It's fine if you
thought.
Go to another place and you
if
fucking
you're
act
white,
like an
you
asshole.
You don't have to respect laws. Shut the fuck up with
that's
that.
That's what they're doing. That's his opinion.
Whose opinion?
The kid who stole over there.
No. I think he thought it would be cool if I brought home this little piece of Korea.
Because there's
with
no
me.
Consequences for him at home.
I don't think it's a white thing. I think it's probably more of an American thing. Because in America, if you get caught doing that, you don't get sentenced
there's
to
nothing.
Death by a work
labor no consequences.
Yeah, they just take a picture of you. They take a picture of you taking an apple and they hang it up in the bodega and say, thief, and that's the consequence.
That's it.
And then you just go to the other bodega across the street.
From there. So I don't think that it's. I think it's more of the American privilege thing. And to be fair, we are a cultured privilege overall. I mean, realistically, I think that's sort of true. But I think that a lot of our laws are based on, they're rational. Whereas, like, that's the whole problem with North Korea is that their laws aren't. Their laws are completely irrational, and they're there to scare people into just being part of their communist workforce. And
yeah.
It's a fucking nightmare. That from everything that we've seen, at least, Dan, I can hook you up with some.
It still sounds like a fun place to visit, Gus. I don't know.
I would agree with that. A fun place to visit. I agree. Just don't take a coaster
I'm not
off
trying
the table.
I'm not trying to rob the place and have to live there for the rest of my life. But I'm responsible for my own actions too.
Of course. No, that's fair. I mean, again, probably shouldn't be sentenced to life in a work camp. But
I think there's plenty of people that there should be way more consequences here. I think.
Go ahead, name some.
Just anything. Any of the things. Right now, there's nothing. Like, there's I can't even picture a scenario where I go to prison for the rest of my life. Like, that's how easy life is here.
I could murder.
Yeah, well, there's that. I go the other way. I think about that a lot where I'm just like, it's probably really easy to end up in jail for fucking. Like, as an adult, going back and to tie this all back to Jersey
I would disagree.
Shore,
I think it's pretty easy to avoid jail. It's pretty easy.
Look at my man, the situation, dude. Situation's going to jail for like 5 to 10 years for not paying his taxes because he's
what do you
got
mean? That was avoidable. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
no,
totally.
Here's why I cut the situation some slack, all right? Yes, he is a big, dumb Italian man. And
I don't think he's Italian.
You don't need to be redundant by saying dumb Italian, okay?
I get it, Jordan. All right, should we kill him now or later, Dan?
Listen, stop trying to get me arrested.
Here's the thing, the lifestyle that those people are living. All right, so like the one of the main sources of income after they fucking did that stupid show, after they got paid for that, was that they would get paid
being
to,
a
like,
stunt cock.
Being a stunt cock.
Yeah, you just go to like a club and they pay you $25,000 and shit.
Yeah, right. Under the table. Exactly. Yeah. And
I thought it was like in a Jackie Chan movie. They bring you in to be the cock that fucks the girl in Rush Hour 7.
No, I think that is what a stunt cock is. But, okay. But I'm just it was.
But basically,
is that,
so
I don't know. I thought like,
stunt cock.
That's what it's called?
It's a real thing, a stunt cock. Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. It's
and then I want to hear back to that. Okay.
Well, it's just like anything else. It's like a stunt ass. I guess if somebody wants to show their dick on camera and they don't want to show their actual dick, bring in a stunt cock.
I would, if I were to, I would bring in, for me, my stunt cock would be Lex Steel.
I met him. He's great. And I met his wife. I just interviewed his wife.
Okay. Or Evan Stone, but only because I think
Evan Stone's doing stand-up comedy now.
He's
this
the
is
most
what's
beautiful
wrong.
Man
this is what's
world.
Happening
okay.
in our world.
Mike,
you
easy.
Think Evan Stone is beautiful?
Ironically and for a joke, yeah. Okay. For real life, no. All right, Mike, what were you saying?
He's got blue eyes.
Situation's going to all these different clubs. They're paying him, you know, like Dan said, 25 grand here, 10 grand here to just show up and just fucking be the party pretty much.
Yeah.
And you're just getting handed checks and... Maybe you miss some, and there's 25 grand here.
Yeah, I don't think
so.
I think that's stupid. I don't understand. So he's going to finish this season of the show and then go to prison, or doing this season of the show to try to pay back the IRS?
There's probably an element of that.
Can I ask you this? Wait, does anybody know, Jordan, I feel like this is a question for you, who are the people that are avoiding income tax and getting away with it because it's not written in our Constitution anywhere? Does anybody know about this? This thing fascinates me. There are people that every year, because if you send a tax return and say that you owe money and then you don't pay the money, or you lie about the money, then and you give some money, then you're agreeing to the whole process. But if you've never paid taxes and you've never paid income tax, then you can continue to do that with no consequences.
I have never heard that.
There is a guy
that really sounds like a thing that someone said on Facebook.
No. There's a guy in the hometown that I grew up in who was an auctioneer, and every year the IRS would bring him into the thing. They would audit him, and he would say, "Show me a piece of paper." He'd do a whole production. He'd pull out his checkbook. "Show me a piece of paper. Show me any legal document that says that I need to pay income tax. I'll pay it right now. I got my checkbook right here." And then they would send him home. And they would do it every year. And for every year, he would end up in the situation. He would send in a tax return, or I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know the process. But he would like send the thing back. It says, "I don't know anything. I didn't make anything." All these things. And there are these people. And arguably, Trump is one of these people, because that was the initial thing they were trying to get him on at the beginning, is that he doesn't pay taxes.
Pay taxes. Rachel Maddow, thankfully, revealed that.
Found it. Yeah.
So we don't have any information on this. Is that what
you're
saying?
Dude, the reason,
you
the
brought
reason
up a
that,
thing
like,
that
yeah,
none
I don't,
of us
I don't have
about.
Enough. Yeah, yeah.
I don't think that's
true.
There's
no way it's true. People would do it. Everybody would do it if that's the case.
No,
there would be no income.
You can't just
paying income tax.
This everybody would do it if that was the case. Is exactly why this. Like you can't hand me this article about how we're all eating poison and it's giving us cancer, and then say that nobody would do this. People read this article and then they go to McDonald's. Like, what are you talking about?
No,
of course
people
would.
The problem is that the people don't read that article, and that's why they go to McDonald's.
I think if you're a citizen,
no, everybody in this country knows that McDonald's is poison, and they still eat the food.
If you're a citizen,
they will argue with me about whether or not they could even try to get sugar out of their life.
But to be fair, so let's say that the lower middle class to lower class people tend to frequent McDonald's way more than upper middle class people.
I don't agree with that.
For sure,
I don't agree with that.
McDonald's.
I meet people all over the country, and everybody eats fucking McDonald's.
Oh, how about once a month? Once every 2 months? Once a week? Once a day?
I would be willing to wager that Hillary Clinton has had McDonald's this month.
I would bet you that she hasn't. Betcha. Not that we will ever find out. But I mean,
let's
even McDonald's
more,
knows. McDonald's markets to African Americans pretty much. If you even on the radio stations that exist here, they're all the commercials, the spots run that are ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Why do you think
Hey baby, are you loving it? I'm loving it.
You done with the black ones?
Yeah. And I mean they know, dude. That's why they like do, and it typically tends to be lower income areas where there are a lot more McDonald's. It's easier to because there's
wait I'm sorry how does this relate to the taxes?
My point is that maybe if you have a lower to lower middle class people that don't have the information, right? That's
right.
Typically why they end up in those situations, because they just don't have access to information.
They have access.
They're
deliberately avoiding the information.
I don't think they're avoiding. I think people have habits, and it's born to their head. They can't get out of them, and they're in loops, but whatever.
But let's say the upper middle class, and even just the regular middle class, do know about this. You'd figure you'd know at least 10 to 15 people, maybe 100 people, that have done this and fucked the IRS over. Wouldn't you have heard of more than this one guy in your town that has done this?
Did you find an article?
Wouldn't everybody be talking about this?
Well, I'm trying to find it. That's what I'm saying. That's what I was trying to bring it up. But you guys, I think the opposition of this is why it goes dead in discussion, is because the couple people that have the information then don't. I don't know what the people are called. That's the problem. But this is definitely a thing.
If you're thinking of a sovereign citizen, that is not the thing.
I'm just telling you the stuff I have, but we're not. The goal is not to tell me how little I know. I was asking you guys if you know about this thing. None of us know about this thing.
Here's what I have to say. We can move on. But you brought up the whole scenario.
I thought it was a room full of intelligent people.
No, that has nothing to do with intelligence.
I had as much information as I needed to pitch the topic, and you guys have none of it, and now we should be out.
But I think he has a good point, because people hire professional accountants to do these things for them, and I think professional accountants would be fully aware of this world where you go to them.
Time out. That's a dumb. that's a dumb thing to say because the accountant's trying to make money. The accountant's like the accountant's goal is to make money and show things in relation to the IRS.
Sure. You don't think that somebody's cousin who's an accountant wouldn't be like, yo, this is how you beat the IRS.
Now, if you give me $400,
I don't know, you're Italian. You got that guy in your family?
No, I don't. I got family. I got people that have been locked up for the opposite.
So wait, so back to the situation. I don't understand. So he's going to try to make money on the show to avoid prison, or what's his deal?
No, the whole point was that I don't even remember how we got. We're so far away.
No, it's not. You said that he wasn't going to pay it, and I said there are people that don't pay it professionally.
I'm not saying that he wasn't going to pay it. I'm saying that the amount that they audited him for, he didn't have enough to pay it.
Of course.
$2.5 million or whatever.
Yeah, because he spends all his money.
Right.
Because he's a mongrel.
Right. So basically, the whole point of what I was trying to say was...
He's white, so it's fine to call him that, but man, Jesus, if he was not a white.
My point was that I feel like it's easier as an adult to fuck up and not even realize it. Because I think that like he probably had an accountant. I would assume he had an accountant who was just like taking care of his money, maybe fucked up.
This brings me back to the North Korea point. He knew, and he said, I'm white and nothing is going to happen to me. I'm not Wesley Snipes. It's going to be fine. He rolled the dice and he lost. That's what happened.
I don't know, man.
I know he's your boy. I know you guys grew up in the same town.
Two towns away from
you. And that you really want him to be Italian, but he's not a model citizen and he knows what he was doing.
I think I would agree with that. I think he knows what he's doing. I mean, the situation, or he just didn't, I think perhaps he didn't think about it, then kind of realized it later and then was like, oh wait, I bought those Lamborghinis.
Or it brings us back to the original point, which is MTV's garbage, and then they shouldn't have given this guy money.
Yeah. No. They
don't
should
give
have
an idiot money.
That actually saved MTV at the time, so they should have.
No,
it
saved MTV, but they shouldn't have handed an idiot money.
Well, why shouldn't they hand an idiot money? They filmed the idiot. That's what they wanted.
That's all they wanted.
They got everything they wanted.
It actually took them 3 seasons to give this idiot money. They were making like $30,000 the first 3 years because MTV like fucked them on contracts, and then finally they were like, "We know how much money you're making. We finally have agents and
some
lawyers
leverage.
Give us some money." Yeah.
They finally got leverage and viewership. That they could make that argument.
But 3 years.
There was a guy I worked with when I worked investment banking, this guy named Raul, and he ended up over the course of a year he filled out like his paycheck to have it so that none of his pay was withheld in taxes.
Yeah.
And he did not realize he did this.
Right.
And then he was just balling. He had like a gorgeous apartment.
Yep.
He was doing bottles all
the
time.
And he owed $80,000 at
the end
of the year.
He just owed $80,000. Yeah. And then the next 2 years, all he ate was like ham sandwiches.
He was
at his desk eating sad bread with two government pieces
He did a comedian's life in reverse.
Yeah. Except that he's working 80 to 100 hours a week in like a nice suit eating just some government bread, you know?
Right.
It's so funny. It's so funny.
Well, we all know you can eat ham sandwiches exclusively.
And I remember when he was like spending a lot of money. Everyone, like some of the other people who were at his like level at the bank were like, dude, where are you? I know we're getting paid all right, but where are you getting all this money?
Yeah.
Where's it coming from? And he's like, oh, yeah, okay, dude.
I don't have to pay taxes, bro.
He didn't say that. He just went, like, how much do you? And I remember like a month before taxes, he was like, well, how much is your paycheck? And we all were like, this much. And then he was like, oh, mine's this much. And we're like,
and your same job.
Yeah, same job and everything. And there's no negotiating really at that level
for
your contract. So
it's just like this is what you
get. Yeah, so it was just kind
of... And he lived in New York City. So in New York City, you spend all of your money, no matter what.
Yeah.
At every level. I found that out in real estate. No, at every level, you will spend every dollar that you have. It's a horrible, horrible thing that we do as humans.
It's true. All right, we got to start wrapping up. We're over the hour here. You guys, reach us on social media. I'm at Mike Coscarelli on Instagram and Twitter.
I'm at Jordan Rabel, jordanrabel.com for some tour dates. And check out the Rabel Brothers sketches on YouTube.
And Dan, where can the people find
Dan
you?
Dan Frigolette, page 1, 2, and 3 on Facebook.
page 1's full, bro. Me too.
Page 2 is full, too.
He's on page 3 only, guys.
At Dan Frigolette on Twitter, on Instagram, on Snapchat. Love the Snapchat. It's dying.
Is that still happening?
I still love it, yeah. And then Porn Stars Are People podcast, the Comedy's Best Kept Secret Tour. We're touring the country, actually. I'll be in South Africa. I don't know how long before this goes live.
Thursday.
So I'll be in South Africa in June. July. I'm in Florida in May. I'm in the end of this week. I will be in Syracuse and Ithaca. I'm all over the place. I'll be in London. Check me out, man. Try to find me. I'm having a good time. I'll be in the Midwest all through August. And then the Hoboken Comedy Festival, you guys will most likely be involved in September.
Yeah, I'll be handing out flyers.
Yeah, the Mike Coscarelli will be handing out flyers. People will be like, yo, don't go to this fucking show. Dan Frigolette is there. Check me out. Thank you for having me.
So you're having sex with guys now?
Yeah, I'll fuck dudes. I don't care.
And the original story was women.
I don't think that was ever clear.
Right, oh, guys. It was clear.
All right, so, you can email the show, anxietynowpodcast@gmail.com. If you've got issues with anything that we've said, questions, comments, concerns, send them over there. You can also tweet the show. We're at anxietynowpod on Twitter.
We want to hear what you think about the situation.
We want to hear what you think about the situation. Send in whatever you got. Add us, email us. It's all good. And until next week, folks, stay scared.